animals in God's story. Chapter 3, Groaning and Glory. By Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. If you've ever looked into the eyes of a suffering animal, one in pain, or fear, or grief, you've felt it. That ache, that silent groan, that deep down knowing that something in this world is not the way it's supposed to be. The Bible doesn't ignore that pain. It names it, it honors it, and it promises that it will not last forever. Paul writes, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its bondage to corruption and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." Romans 8:20-22. All creation, not just people, the whole thing, animals, earth, everything that breathes, is groaning. Why? Because when sin entered the world through Adam, it didn't just fracture humanity. It fractured everything under our care, including the animals. Fear replaced trust. Predators replaced peace. Death replaced life. Animals began to run, to hide, to fight. And we began to forget they were ever meant to be our companions. But Paul doesn't stop at the groaning. He points us toward the glory. Creation groans because it knows something better is coming. It's not groaning in despair. It's groaning in expectation, like labor pains before birth. Pain that means something new is about to arrive. This isn't just poetry. It's promise. Your pet's suffering, it's not the end of their story. That groan of aging bones or the quiet whimper of loss when you leave the room, it's part of the brokenness that God has promised to heal. And what's coming isn't just relief, it's glorious freedom. Freedom from death, freedom from fear, freedom from the curse. And here's the beautiful part. Creation doesn't get there ahead of us. It gets there with us. It will be set free into the glorious freedom of the children of God. The renewal of all things starts with God's children being revealed in glory, and the rest of creation, including animals, gets swept into that same tide of redemption. Think about that. We're going to be made new. They will be too. Our groans will turn to praise. So will theirs. We don't have all of the details. We don't need them. What we have is better, a God who sees every tear, hears every groan, and has promised redemption, not just for us, but for all of creation. So when you remember a pet you've lost, when you watch a beloved animal suffer in old age, when you wonder if their life mattered, remember this: they groaned, but they will glory, and they'll be there when all things are made new.